This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Six more U.S. states vote next Tuesday in the marathon chase for the Democratic presidential nomination, with two remaining key candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, dueling to gain an edge. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren rethinks her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
As early Super Tuesday results were starting to come in, Senator Elizabeth Warren boldly told supporters in Detroit,
"I'm in this race because I believe I will make the best president of the United States."
But after failing to record any wins on Super Tuesday, even in her home state of Massachusetts, Warren is reassessing. An aide to the U.S. senator says Warren was speaking to staffers Wednesday, gauging whether there's a path forward to the Democratic presidential nomination. Warren is well behind former Vice President Joe Biden and fellow U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in the delegate count in what increasingly looks like a two-man race. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Four more countries are confirming the first coronavirus cases, while Italy is shutting down all schools for 10 days. Chile, Hungary, Poland, and Slovenia all reported their first cases Wednesday. And the U.S. House has passed an $8.3 billion measure to battle the spread of the coronavirus. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Just 9 days after President Trump requested emergency funding to fight the coronavirus, the House passed a bill almost unanimously devoting three times more than what he asked.
The yeas are 415, the nays are two.
More than $3 billion will go toward developing vaccines, diagnostic testing, medicines for treatment, and supplies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tried to get a guarantee that vaccine prices would be kept affordable, but gave in to opposition from the GOP, choosing a bipartisan agreement instead. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The FBI failed to significantly improve its handling of investigative tips and leads on suspected homegrown violent extremists, even after several high-profile terror cases put the spotlight on the problem in recent years. That's according to a new report from the Justice Department's Inspector General. The FBI describes homegrown violent extremists, or HVEs, as self-radicalized, global jihad-inspired individuals who are living in the United States and not receiving direction from a foreign terror group. Amnesty International says it has evidence that at least 23 children were killed by Iranian security forces when they unlawfully used lethal force to crush nationwide anti-government protests in November of 2019. An investigation by the London-based Human Rights Watchdog has uncovered that at least 22 of the children were shot dead by security forces, firing live ammunition at unarmed protesters and bystanders. According to the findings, the children killed include 22 boys aged between 12 and 17 and a girl reportedly aged between 8 and 12. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will soon begin a partial withdrawal of troops from about 13,000 down to 8,600 in Afghanistan. But just days after the historic peace deal between the United States and the Taliban, VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports the two sides already are offering contradictory accounts of the way forward in the war-torn nation.
Top Pentagon officials defended the U.S.-Taliban peace deal on Capitol Hill Wednesday while admitting it's had a shaky start.
And the results so far have been mixed. The Taliban, to their are honoring their peace, but in terms of not attacking U.S. and coalition forces, but not in terms of sustaining the reduction in violence.
That last part led to a U.S. airstrike Wednesday against Taliban fighters in Helmand Province, the first from the U.S. in 11 days, against fighters the U.S. said were actively attacking an Afghan checkpoint.
It's the commitment I made to the Afghans when I was there on Saturday. Right. We will continue to defend the Afghans, support them.
Assaults on Afghan forces have increased since Saturday's peace deal, but top U.S. military officer General Mark Milley said there's still nothing like the Taliban attacks before the deal. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
And Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan heads to Moscow Thursday for a high-stakes meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin aimed at escalating tensions between armies of Turkey, a NATO member, and Russia, a nuclear superpower. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.